Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed. With a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And, of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine-in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, a 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Another one in the book. So we'd like to really thank Big Roman's Pizza. They're unbelievable. A lot of times you order stuff, right? And you'll say, I want it this way. And they don't do it. Like almost 8 out of 10 times. You know, I asked for extra tomatoes at one of the places, right? So they said, oh, we got to charge you extra. I said, okay, that's fine because I like extra tomatoes. And I kid you not, there was one tomato slice on it. So how can you say that's extra if it normally comes with it, right? And that's happened several times. But with Big Romans, it's really different. It's like, I noticed that like when people that cook for you, they'll cook the way they want to cook, the way they like. Say if you like sunny side up eggs, like you wake up and they have scrambled eggs. Well, that's what I like. No, they do it the way they like. Not Big Romans. They do it the way you like. You know, and that's spirituality too, actually, because in spirituality, it's about you. It's not about me, if I'm talking for myself. And Big Roman's Pizza, you know, I ask for extra sauce on my meatball. They give you extra sauce, and I actually like extra cheese too. You know, charge me for it, that's fine. But don't tell me you're going to charge me for it and not give it to me. And that's where I'm at, like with Big Roman's Pizza, and I got to keep saying that, 1719 Drew Street, Clearwater. Their phone number is 727-441-3300. Kind of neat, because every time I look at their number, if you take the 3 and turn it to a 0, the phone number of the radio station is 441-3000, and their phone number is 441-3300. So they're one number off. But they got a good deal there on a 16-inch large cheese pizza for $9.99. They have two large, two topping pizzas for $13.99, and that's all day. Think about that. That works out to be about a $7 a pizza. But what's more important is that it's high quality. They use real mozzarella cheese. I compare their pizza to anybody's. Anybody's. You know, and I work for a lot of different pizza people, so maybe I shouldn't say this, but I will. Big Romans makes the best pizza. He gives the best service. And they're a real mom-and-pop operation. And what's important with that, why that's important, is they're not a chain. You know, the husband's back there. The wife's answering the phone. The daughter is making deliveries. I mean, you talk about a mom-and-pop, the American dream. That's Big Roman's Pizza. And if you like getting that landmark there, you know where the 7-Eleven there is on Drew Street? They're right next to that. And their actual physical address is 1719 Drew Street, Clearwater. Jupiter Avenue, right there on Drew Street, right next to the 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven could be a good landmark. excuse me. And they also have free delivery, so they'll deliver it to you. So that's why the number is important. 727-441-3300. 3300. 3-3, 2 3s, and then 2 0s. And then there's 2 4s. And in between the 2 4s is a 1. So 2 4s, 1, 2 3s, and then 2 0s. So the phone number is 727-441-3300. Big Roman's Pizza. Big Roman's Pizza. I got to keep saying that name. Big Roman's Pizza. You know, they've been like almost, I don't know, I think it's been like 2 years now, but I'm not sure how long. I don't want to say it's been 2 years when it's not, but I'm not exactly the exact time. But we've started every one of our shows with a minute and a half commercial for Big Roman's Pizza. Every show. Now, we never started because it's fixed right into my introduction. So I just want to say I'm very thankful. I just want that word to stick out. It's very thankful. Because they're really kind people. They're loving people. And they're a family operation. And you don't see that as much anymore. Big chains are taking everything over. So Big Roman Pizza, I love you guys. And on top of that, you are professionals. Do we have our first guest on? Oh, he didn't answer? Okay, because he had called. Right now, I also like to think about this is, you know, I have some steady followers. Not many, but some. I actually have a fan club, too. Is that amazing? And every day, like every week, I send out like 3 or 4 photos of me signed. People request it. But I bet you like in a year, maybe, what, 60? You know, so. But still, I have fans out there. Yeah, not many. But I still have them. And one, well, isn't it where the shepherd leaves the flock to get the one? Why is that? Because we're all important. He's willing to sacrifice the whole flock to get the one. But let's talk about also, too, is Mother's Day's here. What about Mother's Day? Everybody has a mother. Even if your mother's passed away, you still can honor. Because without your moms, right, there would be no life. It's the circle of life. Who is it? We go with our first caller.
It's Rob. He's a fan of yours.
He's a fan. Rob, how are you, my friend?
Pretty good, Brian. You got any great giveaways today?
Yeah, but we actually owe you already, though. So
yeah, I mean, yep. So like, you got shrimp out.
Yeah, we have. Yes, we have giveaways. Aren't you in charge of the fan club there, Rob?
Yep. Yeah, I'm still in charge of the fan club there.
Yeah, but you're already owed, though. Like, so, like, you could be kind of mad at us if you really think about it because you didn't get what you were supposed to. To be real, right?
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm still a big fan of yours and Tammy's.
Well, good. What we need for you to do is, yeah, well, I'll tell you what. You answer this question, but we still owe you. I had some stuff for you, too. I should have got you Renaissance tickets, and then I had this thing for the air show. Can you do me a favor? I'm going to give you my cell phone number. Text me your cell phone number. Do you have a pen?
Okay.
Do you know my number is 804-6082? Do you have that number?
No, 804-6082.
Yeah, text me your phone number.
Okay.
Because I had like 20 things for an air show for $37 a piece. And then I had like 200 Renaissance tickets. And there's no reason why you shouldn't have got those.
Right.
all the stuff you've done for me and the time you've had to wait for him. Yeah. And actually, it's not fair. And I stress that word. It's not fair to you, Rob.
Right.
The way you were treated. So we should get the stuff to you.
Yeah, get them. Don't forget next month's my birthday there, Brian.
I won't forget.
Okay.
You know, so anyhow, text me that and we'll get some stuff out to you. Because we have all the stuff. It's just a matter of us getting it to you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Good to hear from you, Rob.
Thank you, Brian. Yep, have a great show today.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so that's the deal. So just 1 hour ago, right? What does it mean to be restored to sanity, if I ask you that? How can 1 hour ago I had anxiety? Look at it as like a container, right? A container can just hold so much, right? So if 50% of that container, can you get me my water also? Fill it up in the water fountain thing. If the container, let's look at it this way. If the container is, I'm going to readjust it, sit back here. No, I have a water bottle. Oh, it's in the car? All right. So let's look at it, a container. A container of water, right? And there's so much space in your body, right? And if 50% of your body is contained, and I'm using me as an example too. And I guess this is who I was 1 hour ago. If 50% of your body is contained with worry, 20% is contained with anxiety, and then another 10% is contained with frustration, right? Where is the, if the container is has so much capacity, how can you fill that container with love? Where's there room for love to be poured in? If it's all, the container can only, scientifically, two things can't occupy the same space, right? So look at it this way, another way, another analogy is if you have a cup of coffee, right, and it's full to the rim, and you just want to put some cream in, you can't, scientifically, right? Because if you put the cream in and the coffee is at the highest point in the cup, it'll overflow. That's from a scientific standpoint. Two things can't occupy the same space. So that has to be emptied out. And let's just say that coffee represents your fears. And let's just say that coffee represents your people you've harmed in your life and you have regrets and guilt on. And let's just say that container, your sexual harms. Maybe you cheated on someone you were going out with, and you have guilt about that. And then maybe that container is filled with your fears. So what's the best way to empty it out? What's the best way to let go and let God? One is to ask God to release it and ask for forgiveness. And as soon as you do that, it's gone. Now that container is empty. And now that container can be filled with joy, with happiness, with peace of mind. You know, scripturally it says when you live at peace, you live longer. To not the exact words, but basically that's what it's saying. Stay young and strong. And it doesn't mean stay young and strong physically, but it means stay young and strong in spirit. So if you want to be happier for longer periods of time more often, and you want to be at peace, a good thing to do is to forgive yourself. That empties out the container and then allows God to come in. Because where love is, God is. So now, back forward an hour ago, I was... Who's that?
Becky.
Becky! How are you, Becky?
Hello.
See, we got you on right
great.
Away.
Yep, we're here. All
now,
right.
Were you able to call the station up and figure out? Tell us, explain to everybody on the air. She asked me a simple question, and I've been at this radio station longer than you've been alive, right?
I'd say so. Yeah, I'm about 19. So.
Yeah. How is it that I don't know that answer? To ask this young man the questions you asked me.
How would I notify listeners to listen in from all over the nation? Because there's a lot of 106.1. But you know what? I figured it out. Because you told me to say, what is it, TAN something? So I just Googled it. I found it. And I posted it all on Facebook. So the world knows.
The world knows.
At least not my world knows, anyway. So I figured it out. I tried to call the station, but no one picked up at the time. That's okay. People need breaks. So I just figured it out. So,
really? What time did you call?
Well,
that's okay. What time did you call? You remember?
It was right after I talked with you. I don't know. What was that, Brian? Maybe 4:35, something like that.
Well, that's unusual, right? Why would yesterday?
You know
what? Who was working yesterday at 4:30?
I could have misdialed. It could have been my fault. So it just rang and rang and rang and rang and rang. So,
that's okay.
I was here.
Yeah.
You were here?
Yeah, I was here.
Okay.
But there were points. Let's see. Yesterday wasn't too much going on, so I probably, you know, I was outside, I know, helping Lola with some things. So, yeah, I definitely could have, you know, missed the call if it rang in here.
Yeah,
okay.
It's all good. It's all good. But, hey, you can find you easily, you know, when you just Google with the...
TAN Talks.
The other part of it.
So yeah, the way to Google talk. What is it? Explain that to us, buddy.
So it's TAN Talk, TAN Talk Radio Network. We are 106.1. FM and 1340 AM.
Right, and we're heard in 7 counties, and we're the Lightning. We carry their games, and they're going to the Stanley Cup, so we get a lot more listeners because of that too.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're the real deal. So anyhow,
all right.
So we just educated our audience. Go to TAN Talk. Can they just Google TAN Talk and it would go?
Well, I put the 106.1 TAN Talk. Went right to it. It gave me plus the 1340.
TANTalkNetwork.com is our
The whole thing.
TANTalkNetwork.com.
I just copied and pasted it. I copied and pasted that link. Took it right to Facebook and it opened it right up. I mean, it's right there.
Good. So TANTalkNetwork.com. It says it right there. Actually, you know what? There's a big banner in my office. She's pointing to it. I mean, I wish I could put the camera on it. It says TAN Talk Radio Network, AM 1340. And then in Tampa, it's 1350. And then in Sarasota, it's 1400. And then it says now on 106.1 FM. But then it says to watch TANTalkNetwork.com. Right here, a big banner.
Yeah, and they can watch it online. They don't even need to be in one of your 7 counties, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I have people telling me they see me, like, because you can actually have a camera in the studio. It's not just audio.
Okay.
It's you physically can see us.
Okay, well, then there you go. Maybe some people are doing just
that
right now.
That sounds like
Hi, Danny.
You know, Danny, she asked me yesterday, how do you tune in on the internet? And I didn't even know how to answer her. But it's TANTalkNetwork.com.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, see that?
You need a tech to do that. I'm not.
So,
if you ask a question, the usual result is that it helps more than just the person asking.
That's why they say there's no stupid questions, right?
There you go. That's right.
Okay. So since I got my two psychiatrists on the phone right now.
Is that what we are, Danny? What did you tell them?
They call me everything. I just hang with
it. So an hour.
Brian calls me everything.
So an hour ago, I was having anxiety and fear.
Just
an hour ago, right? And then I put on a Joel Osteen tape, like on the YouTube about how to be at peace. So how can like 1 hour from now, like in a little more than an hour. So an hour and 45 minutes ago, I was stressed out, anxiety, fearful. And then 1 hour later, I'm at peace. I'm restored to sanity, is what I call it. Isn't that kind of neat? And how I did it is I turned to God, right? God's word, the message of God's word. And that's the answer, always, is if you're full of anxiety and fear, just turn to God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then help another also. Help someone. Right? Then actually turn and see how you can be of help to another human being. But ask God to take this fear and anxiety away from you. As well,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of neat stuff.
There's scripture that goes along with that.
Yeah, there's scripture that goes. What's the scripture that goes with that, Danny?
Well, the one that came to. Oh, Danny.
Oh, no, you. Go ahead. What's the scripture?
Go ahead, Becky.
Go ahead, Becky.
Well, the one that comes to mind is, you know, and I'm old King James, so I'm going to use the these and thou, but it says, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee.
That's pretty powerful right there. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep,
if you think about it. Because as long as you stay focused, like the priorities of life, if one is God, then everything else is number two.
Yeah.
It's two different spirits. It's two different people. Mm. Either you're walking in the spirit of fear or love. The word says that perfect love casts out all fear. He even says, fear, for I am with you. Why do we fear? Fear, we give the fear power. We have the ability, if we want to give fear the power. But resist the devil, and he will flee. That means don't entertain him. Turn the other way. He even says, rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Tell that spirit of fear, go in the name of Jesus, and it has to go. Because it doesn't have the power that Christ has. That's it. You got it. You were saying it, Brian. You know because the Spirit of God lives in you.
Right.
It's that simple. I know you know.
You know you know.
Yeah.
I know you know you know.
You know, you've changed so much.
Yeah.
Remember Tammy was talking about that?
Yes.
You have changed so much in such a short time since I've known you. In fact, you're a whole different person. You know things and you're saying things that when I first met you, I didn't hear you say that. Now you're the psychiatrist. You're the minister of Christ now. We got to call you Reverend Brian Cash.
That's it. Let's pass the basket because I like to start the sermons off that way. Why?
I have another scripture that goes along with that.
Go ahead.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the man speaks.
Very good.
So some changes are going on in your heart because you're speaking what's there.
Yeah, so and what happens is that you just release the need to criticize yourself and release the need to criticize others.
Yeah.
And then I can create harmony wherever I go if I do that. And the word is create, you know. I create harmony wherever I go.
Mm-hmm. You're always walking in love, Brian, that I know you. And when you're not, correct it right away. And that's what you're supposed to do because we're not perfect. He is perfecting us each and every day. You know, do you know this lady that you're talking to, Becky? Has she said anything about what fears and things she's gone through?
No. Let's hear it, Beck. Give us a testimonial.
Well, okay.
And what has helped you?
Golly, where do I begin, Danny? You mean talking about the most recent challenge?
I'm talking about everything. I mean, you've gone through a lot of things. You've gone through depression, severe depression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have pains and aches of all kinds throughout your body. From what you said, you were a lost cannon.
I was. Well, thank you. Well, I always love to tell any kind of story of help because it could help somebody, right?
Yeah, because you can only share from your heart your experience, strength, and hopes. In other words, you can't say you should, right? You can say this is my experience. And whenever you talk from your experience, then people can identify with you.
Yeah, and people need to identify with each other. And Brian, I so appreciate you starting off the call with such transparency because when people can connect at that level, healing really is rapidly increased. In the heart of man. There's a really good book I could recommend by Dr. Kurt Thompson called The Soul of Shame, Retelling the Stories We Tell About Ourselves. So anyone listening to that, because at the root of most issues is shame. And it's an awesome book, so that's a little, Dr. Kurt didn't tell me to say that. I'm just for Dr. Thompson. But in a nutshell, I had grown up really in a blessed family. But I would get these terrible bouts of depression and, you know, cry myself to sleep every night. High school was really rough. I just felt like I had a dark cloud over my head, and I didn't know why. I mean, there really wasn't anything I could point to other than just this general sense of hopelessness. So then it started to manifest into some health issues. Went on to college, you know, got married to a wonderful man, still married. We have two sons, but it was right around the time after I had my second son, really is when all of, you know, things take a while sometimes to build up in your system and that are toxic, you know, either mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. And spiritually, I was in tune with the Lord. And actually, that was part of my shame because I couldn't understand. Here I was praying and praying and praying, but I still had depression. Then I started to have these terrible pain issues in my body, you know, severe migraine, headache, joint pain, muscle pain, extreme fatigue, PMS, general feeling of malaise. I would stand up and have terrible dizzy spells. I tell people, other than that, I was just fine, you know. So, you know, and the reason I say it like that is because, Brian, you know, people are walking around with those kinds of things thinking that's normal because, well, if everybody else has such and such and such, then it must be normal. So people are talked out of optimal wellness, which is what my business is now called, because I'm a firm believer that people can live optimally well. So just to back up to this is 23 years ago when I was really, really sick. It was when I was introduced to the idea of supplementation, taking care of your body. I didn't eat horribly, but clearly my body was, you know, manifesting these nutritional deficiencies. So it was my sister that introduced me to this awesome company called Shaklee. And if time allows, I'd love to tell you more about that story and what that man overcame. But fast forwarding later on in life, then we started to have some issues with our dear son, who started to have mental health issues. And then that was very trying because we needed to continue on with our lives by trying to help him. And the blessing of having a home-based business was huge. So on several different levels, I've experienced trauma, I've experienced pain, I've experienced spiritual oppression, and I'm here to say that you can be well, and not just a little well. You can be optimally well. So here I am now approaching 66, and I can honestly tell you I feel 10 times better than I did when I was 41 and everything was falling apart. But in my heart, I just kept trusting. Back then, even in all that pain, I kept saying, there's going to be an answer. There's going to be an answer. And it came. And it came. And, you know, I just believe people can get the help that they need. You know, I always just ask people, no matter what state of condition they're in, body, soul, or spirit, mentally, physically, emotionally, I'll just ask them one question. What do you want? Two questions, actually. Are you ready to be well? Are you ready to be well? Because when that mindset can change, when that focus can change, then we can help. Then we can help. You know, Jesus even asked that. His first words after he was baptized and the Holy Spirit descended upon him, first thing question he asked to people that were following him, what do you want? What do you want? He's always looking for the will because we do have free will. We can stay sick if we want to. That's our choice. But if we want to be well, there are ways to do it. And I just thank the Lord I was led to the nutrition I needed and the support that I needed so that I can help others thrive and live optimally well. So thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Becky, you've been helping people for at least over 23 years through what you do, all right?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
And you know what, Brian? Mm-hmm. You know, Brian, when I was at my lowest point from diabetes, I had been to so many doctors, I've taken so much insulin, I've had so many kinds of drugs because I was experiencing so much pain from neuropathy and my from the needle marks of taking it twice a day, two different needles, three or four times a day for diabetes, Lantus and insulin and Humalog. I was really a mess. I was, you know, it's kind of a point you feel like giving up, and you pray all the time. And you don't understand, I pray for people, and a lot of times people get healed. Well, why am I going through this? But it was funny because it was after our first talk interview, Brian, that I connected with Becky after so many years. And it was Becky that said, are you on any nutrition? What are you doing? Or what are you not doing? And I told her. And she said, you need to get on the program that I have. And so we took a test that takes a few minutes online and identified what I wanted, my priorities, what I wanted to do. I wanted to lose weight. I wanted to stop having to take insulin. Man, in 2 weeks, after taking the product, my insulin level dropped to normal where it should be. The arthritis was gone. The neuropathy was gone from the bottom of my feet. I couldn't, after a while, you've been praying for 8 years for a miracle. And when you least expect it and you're ready to give up, something happens. God answers your prayers. And she was my answer to prayer to help me to get on this product, to use these vitamins and shakes. And what it does is it curbs my appetite. I don't want to eat junk. I don't want to sugars or, oh, man. I love it. I love it. We love Becky because I know she really is out there doing God's work, helping people in this way. And now we're in a position to help other people. So
that's right, Danny. We've been helping so many people. Danny is everywhere he goes. He's sharing this gift of health with others, and now others are enjoying it. And Brian, I mean, people on so many levels. I have two gals with severe Crohn's, or had severe Crohn's. I'll never forget when I first sat down with Kathy, and she was as white as a piece of paper and as thin as a rail, and all she could eat was rice and water. And I'm sitting there myself. I had just gotten involved with Shackley, and sat there, and I just prayed. I said, oh, Lord God, if it's anything. She had such a severe case. She was headed for the surgery with the bag. That was all that was left. Her colon was so shredded. And I sat there and I just prayed and I said, Lord, give me the answers that I need to help her. And I put her on the plan, and we had to do it very slowly. And of course, all of this was under her doctor's care. And, here we are 21 years later, and she never did have to have that surgery. She started to just get better bit by bit. And then she kept going every 6 months to the doctor, and he kept saying, well, still in remission, still in remission, still in remission. And she's like, well, that's awesome. And then this last time she went, just a few months ago, he said, I see no evidence of Crohn's. And her husband was sitting there in the office. He said, I didn't think that was possible. You always kept saying remission. He said, I don't know. The doctor said, all I can tell you is I see no evidence of it. It's not just not in remission. So, that's just one of many, many stories. Whether someone wants to get a bad stain out of their antique lace, tablecloth with one of our green non-toxic cleaners, to getting rid of the acne on their skin, which is really a compromised nutritional system as well, but we have skincare, to just simply wanting more energy, wanting the best multivitamin you can get. Dr. Shapley formulated the first multivitamin back in 1910. Isn't that crazy?
Is that right?
So the Shapley Company's been around since 1956. That's a long time. That's 62 years of science.
So how do people get, what's the website?
Well, Danny, we need to give them your website. And you know what? I'm going to look that up, Danny.
Yeah,
okay. I don't have that off the tip of my tongue. But, yeah.
Yeah, give us exactly. Danny's website. And it's harder on the radio, so you got to really do it slow.
I will.
I got to take a hard break here. It's 3:40. I just got to give us our sponsor.
Cool.
That sponsor in the show today is Best Breakfast in Dunedin. Kids eat free there, so that's kind of neat. But, of course, you got to buy a meal for one of your kids to eat free. So that's kind of neat. And I don't know if it's a certain day, because usually they don't do that every day. Or maybe they do. I think kids eat free on Saturday. Ages up to, I don't have my glasses here, but Yeah, it's kind of neat. They're such a friendly place.
It is.
They're now open on Sundays. It's called Bonnie's Breakfast and Lunch. And they're right there at 1714 County Road 1 in Dunedin. They're behind the First Choice Food Mart. So if you know where the First Choice Food Mart is, right there on County Road 1, they're right behind there. And she has Scrapple. Do you know what Scrapple is, anybody?
I've heard that name before.
Yeah, I think it's a pastry dish out of Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's a dish that the who are those that religion people that make stuff? Who are the they drive the horse and buggies and stuff?
Amish.
Yeah, they're famous for that Scrapple.
That's where I remembered it.
Yeah, and then they have dried beef gravy. They make crepes, French. Crepes every weekend, and she's from France, and she's really an authentic chef that flew in from France that opened up her own restaurant, and she has that French twang to her voice, you know, and so she does all that French dishes and stuff. You just know that she's not from America right when you talk to her, right? Because, you know, sure, people have their own accents. She's French. But and then Maria, who's a sweetheart waitress that works with her, or actually the political correct is server, right? I don't think you're supposed to say waitress anymore. But anyhow, it's the best breakfast in Dunedin. Kids eat free on Saturday. They're open on Sunday. It's called Bonnie's Breakfast and Lunch, and it's breakfast served all day. Because you know how you go to some diners, they say it stops at 11? Not at Bonnie's Breakfast and Lunch. It's served all day. They do a great job, and their phone number is 738-1510, and Bonnie's Breakfast and Lunch, the best. And you want to get warmth and love when you go into a place and feel welcomed, it's Bonnie's Breakfast and Lunch. That's the heartbreak. I even went five seconds over.
You're good. You're good people, Brian.
Give you time.
You're good people.
That's right.
So did you find the website for...
I did. I have the website.
Now, how do you do that, like, where we can do it, where people can remember it? Like, tell me the website.
If you have a place to put it on your website, that'd be even better. But here we go. All right, it's www.globalwalk, just like it's spelled, GLOBALWALK. Okay, so I'm going to back up. www.globalwalk. Make sure you put a dot there. My Shackley, Shakley.com. So I'll say it one more time. globalwalk, GLOBALWALK dot my Shakley dot com, and my is my, and I encourage you to find a white thumbprint on there on a green background. That is the online personalized health assessment Danny was talking about. The quick 20 questions about yourself. And it will give us a report of your top three health interests and concerns.
What do you recommend? What do you recommend for someone that has prostate problems? Do you have there's some type of seed you take.
Enlarge.
A pumpkin seed.
We have products for that. Yeah,
do you?
We have products. Absolutely.
So you have products for every ailment that you can direct the vitamin to attack. So each ailment would have a different nutrition to attack.
Yes, exactly. And each health issue, like, diabetes,
Cancer.
Blood sugar. Shackley is very, very careful to say, we're not going to cure everything that ails you. You know what I'm saying? We're very ethical that way because, that is individualized. What we can say is here, like what I just said, Danny just shared his story. I just shared my story. I shared the Crohn's story. We are allowed to tell what really happened to people, of course, in using the product. And there have been cancer testimonies. I have one gentleman in my on my sales team who had a brain tumor that went down as a result of using products. I can't guarantee that. I'm going to clarify that over and over and over and over again. However, I can tell the stories of success that we've had. So, yeah, I mean, there's just
how many testimonials? Becky, how many testimonials do you guys have?
Thousands. I mean, even among my clients, and then I have a team of distributors. Shapley can be an excellent source of income for people. For a secondary or primary, for me, it's my career income. My husband was able to retire from his job, you know, very early. So, but a huge variety. I lost count from A to Z. It gets me excited because when people are well physically, Brian, then they can live their life's mission and purpose and destiny and calling. You know, if you're sick. You know, when I was so sick and depressed, I would envision myself being a happy person, helping people, praying for people. I would envision that person in my mind, but my body wasn't matching up with that. There was a total disconnect. I could barely, you know, get dinner on the table. I was so wiped out. But I never lost sight of that picture of who I really am.
Well,
so
they call that.
So they, excited when I can combine that with other people.
They call that HALT, H-A-L-T, HALT. Either if you're having anxiety like I was of an hour ago, they say that it could be like one of the four things: HALT, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. So if I'm tired, my mental state is not as strong, right? So then, if you're properly nutritioned.
Yeah,
you have a better chance you have a better chance of not being tired, right?
Yeah.
And then you won't be angry, and mm-hmm. if you're nutritionally fit, you won't be hungry. So if you look at HALT, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Yeah. If you ask someone that's in anxiety, if you ask them, well, which one of those have you eaten? Are you tired? Are you lonely? Because usually it takes one of those characters to make you mentally.
Yeah, it contributes.
Right, and it's like a triangle. If you can look at a triangle, on the top is spiritual, right? But then on the bottom is physical and mental, right? Because it all contributes, right? But if you look at the physical and mental that are on the bottom of the triangle, they're bowing down on their knees. And the reason they're on their knees is they're bowing down to the spiritual. So if you can get your spiritual condition in order, and that's what Danny does, then you have a better chance of being mentally and physically okay. Because if you're spiritually okay, you're going to then be guided and know to nutritionally take care of the temple, the body. Mm-hmm. And
Becky,
that's what you do.
Becky, can you help Brian to at some day take the test? It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
See where you're at. I'd like you to see where you're at, Brian.
Yeah, because go to that website, and do the test, and then we do a consult that's individualized for you, Brian.
Yeah, I noticed that my, how do you say it? Urination, is it? What's the proper way to say it? I noticed that I'm urinating a lot more than I used to.
Your body's speaking a language.
What would you recommend? What would you recommend for that?
Well, I would recommend our very, very high-quality saw palmetto to begin with. But, Brian, I also would want to take a look at your whole nutritional picture.
Right.
Because unlike medications where, you know, the doctor will prescribe, you know, something for something, you know, like a one-point-to-point thing, we're looking at the whole picture because there's you know, one thing's connected to the other. You know, your body parts are all connected. So there's often a diet-related concern. So, we fill out that assessment.
Yeah, I will. I'll go to globalwalk.myshackle.com.
Shackley. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Becky's my coach. You know that.
Yeah, even Michael Jordan. You know what? I always tell this to people. Even Michael Jordan, as great as he was, he had a coach.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right, like if you were dropped, like how I look at it as a coach, like if you were dropped in the middle of a jungle, and I'm talking about you, Becky, you're the, so now I'm in the middle of this jungle, and I'm like miles and miles away from camp, and I got dropped in the wrong spot from a helicopter. And then this old man or old woman comes up to me, I'm not saying you, the old, I'm just saying someone that's lived in the jungle, a wise person, I should say it that way, comes up and says, you know, I've lived in this jungle for 50 years. And I can get you back to safety, back to town. You know, I know it's like 10 miles. I'll tell you what berries to eat. I'll tell you what trails to take.
Yeah.
Would you say to that person, no, I'll go on my own? Or would you say, yes, I'll take your wise guidance to get me back to town? Which would you take, Becky?
Love that.
That's
what? A good story. You know, it's the wise guidance is, it seems like the blinding flash of the obvious, right?
Right,
you know?
But some people but that's so obvious. That's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing, expecting different results. Some people would say they don't even realize it. Some people would just try to do it on their own, right? But no, you need a coach. You need someone that's an expert in the field that can guide you through their own experience on what to do based on the symptoms you tell them. And
she's an expert, and she's always learning. This lady is always learning and studying. And she's surrounded by, you know, doctors and scientists that he's a graduate of Yale and Harvard, and the guy is very, very intelligent. And, I mean, he's really intelligent, and he does great things. But they sponsored, I just remembered, we were talking about the other day, they sponsored our whole team's outfit to go to Africa because we went to Uganda, Ethiopia, and Japan. So not only did they fit us with clothing for that terrain and weather, but also those are so...
Your phone's cutting in and out, Dan.
I know what he was talking about, though. I don't know if everybody caught that, but... Danielle, if you want to repeat it, or
go ahead. You can say it. I can hear you.
It's just I'm afraid you're going to cut out. But yeah, you know, it was just a blessing to be able to support. Wasn't me. It was. He was speaking about the owner of Shackley is Roger Barnett, and he has a vision of changing the world, in a wonderful way with helping people feel better, look better, and love their lives, even financially. But he supported Danny with a walk they did in Africa. You know, they wore shirts, Global Prayer Walker powered by Shackley, and they had healthy nutrition on their walk. That was 10 years ago. That was a long time ago. So, we go way back.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. And then how many people's lives, there's nothing more impactful. Think about one of them. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's through God. But this next line, just think about what you and Danny do. There's no, and I'm talking about you guys. There's nothing more impactful than changing someone's life.
That's right.
And you're doing it physically, because once you take care of the physical part, then the mental part is better also. And like you said, it's all connected. And when you're right, for me, when my finances are in order, and this is not good what I'm about to say, but it's the truth for me. If I'm financially secure, I tend to be more at peace. Whereas where I should just be at peace anyhow, knowing that God's going to take care of me. I know that's true, right? Because if you just really believe that God's going to take care of you, you don't have to worry about you. The fear of finances shouldn't even be there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fear of financial insecurity. But for me, I find that when my finances are in order, I tend to be more at peace.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's probably true of most people. Yeah.
I think that's with everybody. You know, next door, I have a big place, but next door, my neighbor came out, one of the grandkids came out, ran out and says, Pastor, can you come? My grandfather's dying. So I went next door, and he was passing. He had cancer, and I was looking at him. He was barely in his early 80s. He was a veteran in the military and all of that. And you know, I just saw him there, but I knew it was his time. And God
had sent me there at that last moment to pray him and with him as he was getting ready to go into the kingdom of God, from this world to another world. It was a very real experience for me, and it showed me we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen the next moment. So we really have to take advantage of today. We have to live today to the fullest, because there's no guarantee for tomorrow.
That's why they call it the present, right? If you stay in the now.
Yes.
And what do you get at Christmas time? Presents. It's a gift. So if you could stay with the gift and stay in the present, you know, they say that there is one who has all power. That one is God. May you find him now.
Yeah.
So if you stay in the now, where is God? He's in the now.
He's in the now.
Right, because if I look to the future, right, if my mind's in the future, I'm not staying in the now. I'm worried about something in the future. But if I'm in the past, I'm in regret because of something maybe I did. You can tell also if you're in the now, if you're in a room, right, and a bunch of people are laughing and you're not laughing, you didn't even hear the joke. Because your mind was so, for me, worried in the future or in the past. The people that were in the now, they were the ones laughing.
They got it.
Brian, you could be a coach.
Huh?
You have a lot of wisdom in you.
He does. I told you.
You're a teacher. And I mean, I'm just sitting here. You could have talked this whole time, and I would have been happy to listen to you. You have a lot there. And out of the
And he has a way to tell stories. You see the stories he tells?
I see that. Very, very gifted. Very gifted.
You know, that's what Jesus did. He told stories.
He was a teacher.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He was a teacher.
People like stories.
You remember them.
I got to get going in 2 minutes. But the most, I've had so many miracles with Danny, and I've just the amount of times. So I'm doing my preaching thing for 40 minutes, and I said to call in, please, if I've touched someone's heart. And I look up, and I know it was only like 10 seconds. I timed it. I looked at it. So I'm looking up, and all of a sudden the phone lights up, and it's Danny calling in. He wasn't listening to the show. And as soon as I asked someone to call in, it was Danny. I can tell you story after story with Danny where I've had miracles.
Did you get your T-shirt, by the way?
No, never did get that.
We sent it. You should have gotten it by now.
I would have thought.
Okay. No. We'll try to track it.
Am I on the website? Am I above Mother Teresa or below Nelson Mandela?
You have a story of your own. I'm going to have to put you in a separate category on that website of mine.
I'm kidding. You don't have to do that. But anyhow, we have 1 minute to go, so... Oh, I like to say for Mother's Day, a happy Mother's Day to everybody. I almost forgot. I like to say happy Mother's Day to my mom. She's out there in Arizona. I love you, Mom, with all my heart. And if anybody like Becky, would you like to say something in reverent about your mom or anything like that?
I no longer have my mother, but I do have her because she left a huge legacy of faith and love in my heart forever and ever. I always ask myself, if my mother saw me now, would she be proud of me?
Yes.
So,
and then we like to put out the website, globalwalkmyshackley.com. And then, Danny, say something to your mom.
Mom, I love you. My mom's 93 years old, going on 94 years old. And I'm going to get her some Shackley because I know I'm going to get her running pretty soon.
Well, very good. And then we like to thank Bonnie's.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay.